We're here at the Rutherford County Adult Detention Center talking with Lisa Marchesoni. Lisa, tell us what happened early this morning.
About 12:40 this morning, two inmates overpowered one of our detention officers and escaped from the detention center. One of them is Dwayne Halfacre. You may remember Dwayne because he was accused of doing an armed robbery at Almaville Market, and he fled to Marion County. And there were sightings all over Marion County about him, and he was finally taken in 5 days later. The other one is Jonathan Baxter, and he's in here for theft, a misdemeanor theft case.
This really is a difficult facility to escape from. In fact, I don't remember. It's been 10, 15, or more years since the last one happened.
Yes, we pride ourselves on being as safe as we can be. And, you know, sometimes things happen. And unfortunately, you know, we're now searching diligently for both of these suspects.
How safe is the area immediately surrounding the Adult Detention Center, which is the New Salem Highway?
We have officers all around the area. Murfreesboro Police joined us. We have Murfreesboro officers. We've called in extra sheriff's deputies. We know that Smyrna and Laverne have been notified. We have THP here with us, and THP did a helicopter search early this morning. We've had dog tracks, so we are doing everything in our power to get these people back in custody.
There are no schools really close here, but I guess Riverdale is the closest. How is that for safety for students?
Okay. We have had officers who went and searched McFadden School, which is on Bridge Avenue, pretty close to the jail, and also Riverdale High School. They did not find anything. We have SROs at both schools, and we are protecting the children as much as we can, and we're taking every precautions for their safety at school today.
Very good. We've been talking with Lisa Marchesoni here at the Rutherford County Adult Detention Center, where two inmates escaped early this morning, just barely into Wednesday at 12:40. We'll be keeping you informed. That's it from here. This is WGNS News.